Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on for this very cool 11 o'clock hour. I am so thrilled to be with all of you. Martine Emmons is joining me here today. And let me just tell you a little bit about Martine. She's like, yay!
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you.
Thank you.
One of the things that I want to say, and you're going to hear more about who she is and what she does. Look, when your life takes some turns and some twists and you have traumatic events in it, we are faced with choices. We really are. All of us are. Many of us may go through and have more of these than others, but we're at that point where we are faced with our emotional response to things. And today you're not going to just hear about what this means for her and what Martine does to help other people. But the real question is this: what does it mean to be ready? You know, here's the thing. Not too long ago, I was introduced to a game called Texas Hold'em. Now, I grew up in the Bronx and in Joseph Maggio's garage. He had every gambling game, and I'm talking like 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine. But he didn't have Texas Hold'em. And so this Texas Hold'em game, am I saying that right, Benny? Texas Hold'em. It's
yes,
a poker
are,
game, but there's a thing in it, right, Benny, where they say, somebody says all in.
Yeah.
The question is, what does it mean to be ready? But what does it mean to be ready and all in? Martine, thank you for this conversation because this is an energy. Being ready is an energy. What does the energy of ready mean to you?
You know, I don't think any of us are ever really ready. We just got to dive in and we have to be all in. We have to be all in with our purpose and our passion. And I remember a colleague of mine, it was actually a husband and wife team. And the wife, she would always tell him, like, will you stop getting ready to get ready? Let's go. You know, and they are multimillionaires. They've jumped in every opportunity. She may have jumped a little quicker than him, but they jump into every opportunity. And I think now is the time. Especially for us women, we have got to get going. There is no fooling around. There's always going to be something that's going to come in to stop us. I've got a little health thing that we could talk about or not that just happened recently. And it's like,
go for it.
Talk about it, you mean?
Sure.
Well, I don't know how it started or what it started, but it's defeating. Like, you know, there's these like white patches that have come on my body and I don't know what they're from. I don't know if it's the sun. I don't know if it's some a medication that was prescribed to me. I don't know. But I started looking in the mirror and going, oh my gosh, I am looking much older than my age. I have these spots on my hands, some on my face. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my Lord, please. Because it has taken me years to like myself. You know, to be comfortable, right? In your own skin, especially us as women, there's this culture that we have to be so perfect everything. And not just perfect in our physical self, but life's just going to be awesome. And we've just got to be positive all the time and rocking all the time. And it's like, come on, this isn't real. But this happening recently over the last couple months, I thought it was just something like, okay, stay out of the sun. And honestly, I don't know what it is. I'll find out on Thursday. But it's freaking scary. But is it going to stop me? No.
Right.
I did think about calling you and saying, you know what? I don't want to do this. I thought about putting some things off. And I'm like, no, I can't.
But isn't it, Martinet, you know, first of all, I love your courage and I love your vulnerability. That's why you are as successful as you are. That's why you people come to you for help, come to you for guidance. What we're talking about here is it is at the points of our most vulnerable selves do we become most authentic and relatable. You know, I mean, I went through most of my life, unapproachable, because I had such crust, Benny. I was so crusted over. Nobody, I didn't want anybody to see my pain. Right. You know, the death of my mom, you know, being homeless, you know, just so many things. You know, by the time I was 21, I thought, is this all there is? I mean, seriously, why? You know why I made it to my 21st birthday? Just saying a little bit about my history and my family history.
Why
I made it to my 21st birthday?
Why?
You could drink. Now, mind you, I had three other fake licenses. Uh-oh, is this live on air, Benny? Do we have to bleep that out? They're not going to get me. That is so long ago. The statute of limitations is so over for that. But here's why you and I are here today. 6 months. 6 months. When I signed on for this in 2003, I was so ready that I answered a wrong phone number and I paid $10,000 for 13 weeks, one day a week of internet only radio in 2003. Right. And I've shared that story with you. That is a real story.
Right.
My friends were like, you have lost your mind. And I had just created Crust Busting. So here's the question.
Right.
You know why we are so passionate about who we are and how to help other people? Our listeners, I get fired up every day. People say to me, you can't be, somebody heard me say to Benny 18 years, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 18 years or 18 minutes. Every show is new to me.
Right.
But here's the question for you today. Sharing that, showing up today. What's firing you up today, Martinet? What is firing you up?
Hope. Hope is firing me up.
Yes.
Hope, because I believe that there is absolutely nothing you can't get up from. I'm proof of that. And, you know, I started out my life with physical abuse, sexually abused from age 4 to 9. Three different men, one being a cop, somebody you're supposed to be able to trust. And I know that no matter what, there's always, maybe, I mean, I might be a little different, of course, but there's always just this little glimmer of hope. And I always saw a light. I always saw a light, just like the pretty light behind you. There was always some kind of light for me that I knew that, you know what, there is going to be something more. Even on those days when you feel like, gosh, can I do this without, you know, like getting to your 21st birthday without a drink or without something? Can I do this? Yes, you can, because there is something there. You were created for something big. You were created for something, and you may not even know, not know what it is right now. It's okay to sit back for a moment. It's okay to sit with yourself and ask yourself questions. It's okay to park, as Maya Angelou says, or said at one time, you can park for a little bit, but then you got to get yourself back up. You got to dust yourself off and go, because your life is waiting for you. A big life that you can't even imagine if you just take a chance on yourself.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at the show and I knew you and I would be doing this show. And thank you so much for being here today, Martinet.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, the punchline to what I began to talk about is I was so depressed, I created something called Crust and Crust Busting, and it became a metaphor. And, you know, I've said to the listeners, stay tuned. Once we open up our channels, we're going to have a Crust Busting Hour. It was the funnest thing in the world. I mean, and I had some of the most incredible people as guests who still thought it was fun. I mean, to hear Deepak Chopra say in the Deepak Chopra voice, Crust Busting. I mean, I can't even do an imitation of him. I got to find it.
It's good.
I got to find it. But 6 months, I came down with the mystery disease. And here's what I now know about this. I had never really been sick in my life. I mean, I was the pillar of just get out of shortstop. Come on. Mm-hmm. But my mentor said to me in 1998, Pat, there's a lesson. You're not going to be able to take anyone to a place you haven't gone yourself. And I remember looking at Sedona. I remember saying to her, you got to be kidding. My life? She said, you know, one day you'll understand the meaning. But here's my question for you. These things want us to stop getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to stop being ready.
Right.
They want us to not even consider ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to ask you about this because we've been given gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about what we need to know, even though we're maskless today in the world, mm-hmm. what do we need to know to move full steam ahead? And you know what I'm struck by? I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm just struck by this young woman, this young African-American sprinter who tested positively for marijuana, mm-hmm. a performance-enhancing drug. Who is not going to be in the Olympics. And I just thought to myself for a minute, what does that even feel like, Martinet? How do we keep going after your situation, after what I talked about? How do we just stay full steam ahead?
It sounds cliche to say your why, but it is a why. I cannot believe that any of us were meant for this mediocre life. Get up in the morning, get the kids ready for school, take your shower, whatever it is, get yourself to work, do your job, come home, make dinner, watch a little TV and go to bed. I can't believe that that's what life's about. And I can't believe that some of these big things to happen that have happened to you and me and so many others, that it's not for a reason. It has to be. And when we learn when we learn the most, it's through these times of adversity, of challenge, of being knocked down to the floor. That's when we learn of what we're capable of. And if our life was just simple, if our life was just without any type of challenges, we wouldn't learn. We wouldn't be able to get to these points. So if we can just take a hold and look at these things that have happened and what blessings can we find in these lessons? What blessings can we find from these, as my coach will call it, sacred teachers? Mm-hmm. We can't hate the lessons and say, and we can't hate the person who brought us these lessons
mm-hmm.
and still have the gratitude and find the blessings in them if we hate them or the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just remembering our truth. It's tuning inside and figuring what did I learn from this? I think about that a lot with my dad. Both my siblings have passed away. My mom's passed away. And I wonder a lot of times, why is it just me and my dad when we have such a tumultuous relationship? Well, there's a lesson there. I haven't completely figured it out yet, but I know enough now to really look at that. There's something for both of us. I don't know what he's going to do at 85 anymore, but I know I'm going to use everything that I've gotten from him in my past, the abuse of him in my past, to the things that he's taught me now that I can serve and help others. Mm-hmm. So many of the things that we go through is to serve and help others with. It makes us relatable,
mm-hmm.
like we talked about.
Yeah.
I remember going through a miscarriage thinking, God, I don't want to learn this one. I don't want to know about this. No, not for me. Right when I was in the throes of it. No, yeah. I don't want it. I've learned enough now. No more of this, please. Suffered enough. But I am relatable to people. I can relate to that as well. I can relate to divorce. I can relate to a lot of different things because of what I went through.
You know what's interesting about it? I was thinking about this last night. I had a really late call from a friend of ours and a really tough situation for a young woman. Mm-hmm. And I thought of myself as we were talking about her situation and what should she do and not do. And one of the things I was struck by is, where do I get that knowledge? I mean, where did I get the knowledge about how to help someone who is in a potentially abusive situation not do anything to harm herself? And, you know, it's really interesting. These life moments we have, these pivotal milestones we go through, they've now embedded at a cellular legacy ancestral perspective in you for a reason. And part of that, isn't part of that to share and to teach? Isn't that part of it? I mean, I don't think there's anything anybody's going to do to have this amazing athlete participate. Even the White House's plea to please look at the doping rules.
Right.
Nothing you're going to be able to do. But I think as women, we're really struck by some dual standards in life. And boy, I don't want to sound like a victim, but I'm really facing the reality of looking at how a Michael Phelps gets caught in a picture smoking a joint and doesn't get suspended. And I think that part of this is we are given a resilience that goes beyond what we actually need in any given lifetime. How does the resilience in us, and I can only talk to women, I mean, one day we'll get the men on the show and we'll have a chat with them because I can't I can't represent them. I can only represent what our experience is as women. But don't we build up sort of an extra muscle somewhere?
I think so. I think we build it.
Yeah. Look, I think Martinet, we were getting talk about that extra muscle and I think she bleeped out. Benny, let's go to a short break because I think she pumped up her muscle too big right there, or I pumped up my muscle too big. Can we take a short break, Mr. Benny and Olivia? We'll be right back. We're talking about pumping up your resilience muscle. Why do you need it, even if you don't think you do? Short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you to our loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in. Martine is joining me. Martine Emmons joining me. Emmons, right? Martine, give me your last name because I never get this right. I got your first name.
Emmons.
I said it right the first time. But look, how do people find out more about you? Because they can go to your website, Martine, right? Martine. And it's M-A-R-T-I-N-E-E, right? M-M-O-N-S, right? So Martine is the way I'm pronouncing it. And it's just, let's get a hold of you to get some help on this issue, right?
Absolutely. I would love to help. Yeah. Anybody who's feeling discouraged, feeling hopeless that they cannot rise back up from challenges in life, I am happy to be here for you. Just call and have a conversation with me. It's absolutely complimentary. And if you decide we're a good fit, then maybe we'll work together as well.
So I love this topic, but I've never loved it as much as I love it today.
It is wonderful, isn't it?
It's a wonderful topic and it's so real. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk with you about this. And please help us out. People ask me different questions these days. And one of the questions I get is, you know, Pat, you've pretty much are staying under the radar. You've done that for about 6 years now. And I thought, wow, like six, really? And I didn't quite understand what they meant by that, but I've given it a lot of thought. And here's the question. We get these signs, Martine. We get these symbols. Mm-hmm. When did you know you needed to do something more? When did you know you couldn't wait any longer to step into your purpose? Because I love when people ask me that question and I realize that, you know, to a lot of folks, I'm under the radar compared to what I used to be out in the world all the time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I'm not on purpose. But when did you know you needed to really jack it up? to put it mildly.
Cancer diagnosis.
Oh, there you go.
Never in a million years. It is so strange that my family, we've never had cancer in our family until my brother, age 17, got Hodgkin's. And then my sister got a strange cancer at age, I want to say 21. That usually doesn't happen until you're in your 60s, called polycythemia vera. And it was a manageable cancer. She just had to have white blood cells drawn occasionally. And she was, well, it's, I mean, I wouldn't say she's never been a perfectly healthy person. She's had struggles her whole life. But for the third child of my parents, when it's never been in my family at all, I thought, wow, it can't be. Even though when I went to the doctors, I knew full well, I knew there was something wrong with me and wasn't quite sure it would be cancer, but, colon cancer to happen to me. And I'm one of the most modest people you'd ever meet. And for that to happen to me, it was absolutely humbling. And when my doctor said, I am so sorry, this is not what I expected at your age, I just kind of tuned out, and my husband took all the words and all that. And, you know, and I just kind of was processing sitting in the chair. And I went home and I thought, well, shoot, I am newly married. It's only been a year. I just lost my mom 2 months ago to dementia. And, this is something. And then overnight, it's like, you know what? I've got young kids. I am not giving up. And now is the time. If there's ever a time to, you know, I had a good corporate job as a paralegal. It was great. However, I knew I was meant for something more. I knew all the times and everything that I've been through. And like you said, I don't want to sound like a victim, but I have had a lot of hard times and losses and challenges. And I thought, you know what? I can't wait any longer. Now is the time to serve others. Now is the time to glean all the lessons out of what has happened to me so I can serve others. And I knew I'd beat cancer, and I did. Hmm. Anybody can get back up, even if you are given a diagnosis. You can get back up, and you can have faith and belief in yourself that you are meant to serve others, that you are meant to help others with your story. Mm-hmm. And I think sharing our stories gives others permission to share theirs.
Yeah. Look, this to me is one of the conversations that I would not choose to have with anyone else. You are perfect mm-hmm. to have this conversation with Martinet because, you know, I'm thinking about sports analogy, if I could. There used to be, and Benny probably has to help me out with this. There used to be a show opener for a sports thing. And they mm-hmm. would show these people like doing all sorts of sports. But the one I never forgot, and this is a bunch of years ago, was this skier dude. It was a dude mm-hmm. coming down this like really long jumping ski thingamajiggy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the ski jump, like the Olympic winter sport. You tuck yourself in and you're coming down and it's like you're going so fast. And then he's twirling around and the tagline is the agony of defeat because mm-hmm. he crashes. And it's so, I mean, I can't even tell you what the commercial was for. I know it was for some sports channel. But that stays in our mind. See, the agony mm-hmm. of defeat stays with us. Mm-hmm. How can we help people today? I don't want to erase that. I don't want to erase anything in my life where I have felt, and let me say it, defeated. Mm-hmm. But I might have been down, but I'm not out.
Right.
And that's our message for today, Martinet. I mean, look at you mm-hmm. showing up today. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got two knees replaced and I couldn't wait to get back to doing shows, right?
Right, right.
But cancer and what you just shared, you might have been down for a minute, but boy, mm-hmm. nobody counted you out, did they?
No. And that's the thing. You can't give up. You're going to be giving challenges. Even little things like us right now, right? My internet dies, but we get back in there and we do it. There, you can always get back up. And you may need to sit for a little bit and get your bearings. You may need to sit a bit, tune into your heart and your soul. Talk to God if you believe in God. Talk to the universe, higher power, however you look at it. And get some courage from there. And also, one of the things that I always tell my clients is to keep a list of the things you have done. Keep a list of the things you have overcome. Because you know there's been a lot. Even if you're very young, you know there's been a lot that you've been through. Keep a record of that. That is your evidence. Hmm. Collect evidence. And if you're feeling defeated or down about something, also keep a list of the things that people have said about you. Keep that next to you. You know, I keep my master coach, he told me, you know, you are an amazing coach. I keep that near me for the times that I feel down or the times that I feel like, God, I am just not getting anywhere. My business isn't making it. I keep the times of the things that I've gone through that, well, hey, I made it through this. I made it through this. And why wouldn't I have success? There always is something to hold on to. And my gosh, reach out to someone. Reach out to your, you know how they say you have at least five people that you can go to or five people that you emulate or want to be like. Keep those people handy, not the ones that may put you down or tell you you can't do something. Keep those people that you're going to boost handy and give them a call. You know they'll be there for you.
Yeah. I want to go to break, but I want to share something. In all the years that I've been doing this on my Seattle flagship station, KKNW AM FM, and also on WBLQ, shout out to Chris. Remember Chris Benny? I'm going to see Chris in a couple of weeks, right? Chris DiPaolo.
Great. Cool.
Yeah. And all of the years I've been doing this, Eric Crema, Eric Burris, Benny, in all the years from the minute I showed up and walked into that station and had no idea. And I want to give a shout out to Tacey Trump, who believed in me. And honestly, in all the years I've been doing this, not a single one of the producers, not the Benny, not the Erics, not the Tacey, not Linda, who my best friend, not a single one of them said, kind of not sure you can do this, Pat. You don't really have any experience in this. Not a single one of them. Not a one. When we come back, Martinet, the power of the people. The power of the people in our lives. The power of the people in your lives. You know, what is it about the reflection of how you see yourself today? When you look in that beautiful pool of water, what is it about yourself that we can help you with today so that maybe it's a rise up day for you? Maybe it's a rise up higher. Maybe it's just simply a sit up day. 1-800-930-2819. We would love to give you an affirmation because today's show is all about the thing. And the thing that we're talking about is the muscle that you have. Body, mind, spirit, and fifth dimension. You've got it. When we come back, Martinet and I will take a deeper look at why in the world of today, how has COVID-19 prepared all of us for a level, all of you listening, for a level of greatness that you can't even imagine. Maybe can't even think about what I'm talking about. But what is it that has prepared us beyond ready? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. It's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. What does it mean to be ready? Martine, before we dive deep into the realization I think that many of us had, have had, about this is life. And we've seen loved ones pass. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a memorial next weekend. And, you know, we see life pass. But we've been given a dose of reality right now about life short, like don't blink. And we're going to talk about that today, as well as what does the journey mean to really step in, even if we don't know the details. Before we get into that, this is something you do and you help other people with. How do they find out more about you and how do they connect with you?
Well, my website is www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com. My website is there where you can book a complimentary consultation. I do have one-on-one availability should we be a good fit, but I always like to get, you know, give everybody a hour and a half to get to know each other and see if we are a good fit. And I'm also on Facebook at Transformation with Martine. And of course, I am so privileged to be with Transformational Talk Radio, where I have my own show, Transformation with Martine, the second and the fourth Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And you can reach out to me even at my email, which is martine@martineemmons.com. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I love it. And, you know, Benny, thank you so much for the fact finding. Benny has just made us aware that it was ABC's Wide World of Sports. That's right. And it was a crash of the ski jumper. Yeah. Vinko Bogataj, the agony of defeat. And 51 years ago, they started playing that and they kept playing that, that commercial or that scene, they played it for a really long time.
It was an intro to the show. They usually, it was like part of the intro. Yeah. And so it was all the good and the, you know, times it bad, so to speak, for the wild world of sports.
Yeah,
so,
Benny, yeah. What do you think we remembered? I mean, I remember that dude, right? I mean, you know, I'm trying to think who, what was the good? I'm sure there was good.
There's plenty.
But that's, it was a really great opener, show opener. Thank you, Benny, for that. Martinet, look, you know, the agony of defeat is one side of a coin. But we're now talking about, here we are. Everything we go through shows up in our lives for some preparation. I don't like to say for a reason. Yes, yes, there's a reason, but it shows up for, I like to call it preparation. You know, it's like the time you would love to have to prepare your lunch the day before, right? To take to your office or take to where you're going. And here's the question. Have we gotten a dose of reality about how short life really is? To enable us to really step in, get in the game, and get ready.
Yes. I think everything we go through is well, if we choose to accept it, right? It's like if we choose to accept the challenge or however you want to call it, that it's time to get ready now. Even if you don't feel like it, even if things don't look perfect, we got to just jump in. Perfectly imperfect, we got to jump in. Because life is going to go on whether we choose to get off the couch and do something or not. And as I was sharing to you know, with you over break, we went on a kind of a bucket list trip to Martha's Vineyard last week. And I was amazed at just watching my 22-year-old daughter who got married September of last year and her husband and my 16-year-old son, my 20-year-old daughter, and just watching them for the people that they are now. And I remember people telling me, you know, so it seems like so long ago, but not enjoy those times because your kids are going to grow so fast. Your life is going to go by in a second. It does. If we don't step up now, we're going to lose that chance. It's going to go. And then, you know, they like what they always say when somebody has either like they're on their last bit of life and they say what they regret the most is not taking chances, not taking risks, not stepping out. And doing their purpose because they were too afraid. But what's the worst thing that can happen? Someone tells you no? Or you have a few failures where you learn? What's the worst thing? Take that chance on you. Step out. Regret, I think, is a lot worse than that fear. Don't you think, Dr. Pat?
I think regret is so much worse because regret turns into resent. You know, we don't often talk about resentments and regret in the same breath. And we actually need to, because what happens with a regret, let's just say, is that we ruminate over woulda, coulda, shoulda, but didn't and probably won't. And, you know, one of the things that I think we get to really walk and take the journey down is, and certainly this is part of my journey, is, you know, when you start to look at your life and one door shuts, like my corporate career did.
Right.
You've got to be able to follow your heart, your intuition. But I will say this, you have to have a support system. Because
100%.
Had I not had a support system when I went through that experience, that downsizing, I don't think I would have been as prepared to even think about going back to school. Let's talk about preparation and what does it mean to have a support system of people. I have 5 coaches. They're different. They're all different. I need to be spiritually fed. So when I find that I'm really out of whack, that is the person I go to first. Right. You need a financial coach. I need to email, you know, my bill and say, Bill, can I do dot, dot, dot? Like I emailed him and I said, you know, we're growing. We're going to have like a podcasting membership. Do I need a separate company? I don't know what I don't know. How do we get the support? How do we say I'm worthy to get myself a coach or support or a guide or something, right? I bet you have one or two.
Oh, gosh, I do. I used to think, which you probably did too, it's not even just so much the unworthiness. It's like, oh, I can't afford that. I can't do that. But then, you know, you always find the money for your kids or you always find the money for some other thing. And I have I have a health coach, I have a financial coach, and I have my, well, I guess you call her a personal coach. I need someone to keep me accountable. I need somebody who when I just need somebody to say, you know what, you're okay, you're good, you do a good job. Because our families, just like our own brains, right? They try to protect us. Like, oh, don't do that. You know, you're going to end up hurt or, you know, whatever. Our own brains tell us that. Not to mention some family members, some friends, they mean well. But we need people that are going to hold us accountable. It's their quote unquote job to hold us accountable.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I know that my coaches genuinely do care about me. Just like the people that I have, that I coach myself, I love my clients. I am there for them whenever they need me. I'm not saying like it, drop everything at a moment's notice, but I am there for them. I am there for them as soon as I possibly can be for them. We all need those advocates. We need those people that's life's work is to help and serve others. We need it. I can't imagine not having a coach in my life, someone that's there for me to keep me going.
Yeah.
How about you?
It took me a really long time. And I want to talk to this too, because we started out the show by you sharing something very vulnerable. And mm-hmm. I really want to circle back on it. One of the hardest things that I think that happens for us, and I'm not sure if this is just women or it doesn't matter, but it's asking for help. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we actually think we have to have the right question before we can approach someone for help. How do we help our audience today know that they're worthy of asking any question that they have to get help?
You know, one of my coaches, I can't try, well, it doesn't matter which one, right? Mm-hmm. She always says you're worthy because you are.
Yeah.
Because you were created. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's going to serve you well, they're not going to matter it's not going to matter to them how your question is worded or for it to be perfect. They're just going to see you.
Mm.
If they're the right coach for you, they're going to see you. I know that the coach that I have actually had for many years now, she could see right through me. And that's why I knew she was for me. She scared me. We had to do this exercise in this, it was like a group training that we went to. You know, she's a coach, I'm a coach, and it was a group training. And we had to, which I think is one of the most scariest things still, is to look into each other's eyes. We had to stand right in front of each other and look into each other's eyes for like three to 5 minutes.
Oh, that I know. I've done that one.
So long, right? And I remember she could just hold the gaze and our master coach was just saying, you know, you will probably feel like they're judging you. You may feel a lot of love from them. You may feel all these different things. And it's true. It brought up all this emotion. And she could just see through me. She told me, she goes, I know you weren't judging me. She goes, you know, what I felt was just love from you.
Mm.
And I felt that from her too. Yeah, she was probably thirsty. You know, we all judge to a certain level. But I knew that she was seeing me. And that's what I know with my clients. I see them. I have had people tell me that one person, she says, I'm no longer the shell of a person I was in working with you. There is nothing that makes my heart soar more than that. It sounds kind of crazy, but it this makes my day. You know, we have to have those people behind us, the ones that love us no matter what. And I have a client, it's taken her a long time to stop saying, this may sound stupid, but there is nothing stupid. You come to me with anything. There's nothing stupid that you could ask me. You're not stupid.
Martine, look, I want to bring us back to where we started. Because and I can't remember the last time I have felt the energy of readiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The energy of readiness. And, some people call it a little impatient. Some people say I'm antsy. Some people say I'm stuck. You know, stuckness is a great, great sign of readiness. Do you agree with that? The idea of being stuck?
Yep. It means you're right on the brink of something good.
You're right on it. You're just right on the brink. And, you know, I wanted to ask you this question, right? Sometimes we don't understand things. And the hardest thing that in the journey is to try to search for meaning, or as Viktor Frankl says, man search for meaning. Try to search for the why in something that is outside of yourself. You know, why did the lightning decide to happen right now? Like, are we ever going to know? Right?
Yeah.
But we have to get past that why question. And getting ready is about moving to the what and the how. What is the best way we can share with people in this moment to release the why for a later time and move to the what and how?
Yeah, you know, it's almost like the, you know, Mike Dooley and the universe, Thoughts from the Universe.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that? Yeah.
I get his emails every day. I get those universe things every day.
Yeah, me too. And he always is like, don't worry about the dreaded hows. Just take a chance. Just go for it. You know, it doesn't matter if it is perfect. And like the storm happening, you know, you got to keep going anyway. It reminds me of a scene where Beyonce was singing and she had a fan that was behind her and her hair kept getting caught in it.
Yeah.
And she was very graceful. She just kept just singing like nothing happened and just kept pulling her hair from there until, you know, the producers or whatever fixed it. But she was just graceful and she just kept going because she knew she needed to. And that was the same with this show. I wasn't sure what to do, but I knew you guys would get a hold of me and we'd work it out.
Yeah.
I was calm. The old me would not have been. I would have been in a panic. Not anymore. I know that I got to just take the steps. And it might be on some days just the tiniest little step. But if we can just take that one step, another door will open. Yeah. Another person may come into your life. Another sacred teacher may come into your life. We got to just be willing to take that step.
Martinet, thank you so very much for today. If you don't mind taking a few minutes again, letting people know about your show, also how they can contact you, and you know, your personal message, what do you want to leave us with today? Please, thank you so much for joining me here today. Lightning bolt and all.
Yes, lightning bolt and all. I am so privileged and honored, Dr. Pat, to be not only on your show today, but just to be working with you in general. I think you're phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful to be part of Transformational Talk Radio. My show is Transformation with Martinet. It runs every second and fourth Friday of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And my website is www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com. And reach out to me by either email at martinet@martineemmons.com, or you can private message me on Facebook or Instagram. And I just want to leave everybody today with part of how we started today was just there's hope. There is always hope. There's nothing you can't get up from. And not only am I proof of that, but Dr. Pat is proof of that. And so many people that I have worked with are proof of that. You can get back up. It may not be pretty. It may not feel good, but you can get back up. And if I can ever be of service to you, please reach out to me. And I thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Martinet, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Olivia, thank you for stepping in here. Benny, thank you for just being right on the spot of making things happen. And I want to just thank all of you. This is the best audience on the planet. You have been here for each other and for us and for this message. And we so thank you. And I promise you, very soon, we were going to make good on what we've promise to give you all of the things you've asked for and then some. Thank you all. Stay tuned for another hour coming up on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.